The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
This is Start Your Day the Torah Way, Northwest London, Wednesday, 29th of April, Heyar Tafshin Pei, Rabbi Dov Birnbaum. The title of the shiur was the first Shabbos.
So I thought this was appropriate. Good morning, everyone. I hope that you are all well, wherever it is that you are listening to this. Thank you for inviting me to speak and for keeping up this fantastic resource for the entire Kehillah whilst we're all at home. Sort of more important than ever before to have these shiurim for us to be able to continue learning together. So what I thought we would do today is to explore the first Shabbos. And in fact, it's an interesting thing because everybody knows that the mitzvah of Shabbos is in the Aseres HaDibros. And the question is whether that is actually the time when we are first commanded about Shabbos. Because in Parashas Vayeschanan, Devarim Perakei Pasuk Yud Beis, it says in the Aseres HaDibros the following lashon: Shomer es Yom HaShabbos leKadoshoi, keep or guard the Shabbos day to make it holy. Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, as Hashem has commanded you. What does it mean? Keep Hashem, keep the Shabbos as Hashem has commanded you. Where has Hashem already commanded us? But Rashi: Kasher Tzivcha Kodem Matan Torah B'Mora, as we were already commanded before Matan Torah at Mora. Meaning, and as the Mefarshei Rashi explained, that the pasuk is not coming to tell us that because it's Parshas Vayeschanan, so that it was already said in the first Dibros in Yisra, because it doesn't say this by the other Dibros as well. In fact, the only other one that it says this is Kibud Avaim, and that was also commanded earlier on at Mora. So therefore, the Torah is coming to tell us not just that we were already told this in Parshas Yisra, because that's obvious that this is a repeat here of the Aseres HaDibros that we already learned in Parshas Yisra, but rather the Torah is coming to tell us that in fact that this mitzvah of Shabbos was already given before the Aseres HaDibros. And if you go back all the way to Parashas B'Shalach and have a look in the pasuk that Rashi brings, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, that Rashi brings at tomorrow, telling us that Shabbos was already nitzdave. By Yitzhak El Hashem, it says, Shemois Perik Tezvav, Posuk Chofei, by Yitzhak El Hashem, they cried out to Hashem, by Yoreo Hashem Eitz, and Hashem showed Moshe an Eitz, by Yashlich El Hamayim, which he threw into the water, which was bitter water, by Imtiku Hamayim, and the water became sweet. Shom somlo chok mishpat. There he was given a chok, a statute, a mishpat, and something which was a justice, a judgment. Shom niso, and there they were tested. So we're told, says Rashi, that what does this mean? Shom somlo, what were we given at Mara? Says Rashi, based on the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin, the Mara nofne miktas parashish of Torah shis asku bohem. In Mara, they were given some portions of the Torah to learn. What were they given? Shabbos Upara Aduma V'dinim. They were given Shabbos, Hora Aduma, the mitzvah of Hora Aduma, to purify themselves with the Hora Aduma, and also Dinim, the mitzvah to have a system of justice. So therefore you see clearly, both from the Loshon and the Aseres HaDibros and Parshas Vayeschanan, and also from Rashi and the Gemara, based on the Pasuk and Parshas B'Shalach, that we were in fact commanded to keep Shabbos before the actual Aseres HaDibros. We were commanded to keep Shabbos before the Aseres HaDibros. Now, I should add that it's true that there were Yidden keeping Shabbos for many, many years before we know that Avraham kept Kol HaTorah Kula, for example. So therefore, and all the others, obviously, the Bnei Yisrael, Shevet Levi had the day off. They asked for Shabbos to be their day off. But nevertheless, the Shaila here that we're dealing with is when were they Metzuvah to keep Shabbos? Because the difference was that the Avos kept the Torah, even though they weren't yet Metzuvah, they weren't yet commanded, the Torah hadn't been given to them, whereas after the Torah has been given to us, we're now Metzuvah V'Osa, we are people who have been already commanded to do it and to be keeping it on that basis. So therefore, the Shaila is, when was the first Shabbos? The answer is that it wasn't actually after Matan Torah. The very first Shabbos that we were commanded to keep was the Shabbos at Mara. So obviously, the relevance to this specific time is firstly Matan Torah coming up, Shavuos, but also this period of time, Mara being straight after the first Shabbos after the Bnei Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, and then there were all these Shabbosos where we find where the Mon was given, which take place at this time up till As the Chasam Sofer says, that Lag BaOmer is the day when the man stops falling. That's what happened at Lag BaOmer. Different opinions about that. But nevertheless, this time that we are discussing now was the time after the Bnei Yisrael were Metzuva at Morah. They already had that Sivui at Morah, but the Aseret HaDibros hadn't yet been given. And the Shaila is, why was Shabbos given earlier? If all of the other mitzvahs were given later on at Matan Torah at Har Sinai, they waited until the 6th of Sivan, and then that's when they received the Torah, that's when we received all of the mitzvahs. So why is it that Shabbos had to be given to us earlier? As soon as we left Mitzrayim at Morah, we already had the mitzvah of Shabbos. And there are three different approaches to this, three different answers that I would like to bring today. There are a number of other different approaches as well. If anyone wants to read up more on this, take a look at the Kli Chemda at the end of Parashas Beshalach. He brings there a lot of pilpulim about this. There's one or two things that he said that I've included as well, but I'm bringing three different answers. The first answer is based on a Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye in Shemois, he's actually discussing about Moshe Rabbeinu, and he makes the following comment. He says the following thing. Just like he says that to become a Novi, to become Moshe Rabbeinu, he says it doesn't happen overnight. A person has to build up himself. A person has to work on himself, work on his midas, work on his learning. It doesn't happen overnight. So therefore he says, similarly, the same thing happens when you're educating a nation. When you're educating people, when you want to give Klal Yisrael the Torah, then the same thing happens. It doesn't happen all in one go. It can't happen all in one shot. And he says the following lashon. This is Shemois Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Very Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Kemot Tzina B'Yisrael. We find the same thing with Klal Yisrael, that Hashem educated us, giving us the Torah little by little. At first we were commanded in Morah, b'miktas mitzvahs, in a few of the mitzvahs, v'heim Shabbos v'dinim, which are Shabbos and dinim in a system of justice. And afterwards we were found, after we were commanded the Aseret HaDibros at Sinai, v'achakach tashlama Torah be'eretz Moav, and afterwards in Sefer Devarim we were given, Moshe Rabbeinu passed on to us the rest of the Torah. Therefore we find in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches a person, a person has to educate himself little by little, and by doing so, then his hasagas, then his capabilities will continuously expand little by little. So says Rabbeinu Bechaye that the reason why Klal Yisrael were commanded first, we were commanded Shabbos together with some of the other mitzvahs, is because of chinuch. Because of chinuch, when you bring up a child, then you don't tell them everything all in one go. And similarly, when you become a Gadol Hador, when you become a Moshe Rabbeinu, then you don't do everything overnight all in one go. But rather, there's chinuch that little by little, the person's hasagas, a person's capabilities expand as he does more, as he takes on more, as he's capable of doing more. Another analogy for this is also that when a child, you know, it's always interesting, when the children start school and they start nursery, the very first thing they're taught, at least from my experience, is they're taught about sharing toys. They're taught about the importance. They come home and they sing a song about sharing toys, sharing, caring, that's the way to do, etc. Something like that, I think it goes. And that's the very first thing they're taught. Why? Because in order to be able to cope with the school environment, then there's certain key things that you have to learn first. Therefore, they can't just bring them into the school environment and expect them to know everything. They first have to learn certain things, and those things will enable them to learn more. Once they know how to share their toys, once they know how to act with the other children, then they're able to learn more. Then they're able to go further, to go weiter, to keep growing, to keep learning. This is, I think, the same idea that Rabbeinu Bechaye is saying. That in order to increase our hasagas as Klal Yisrael, to be ready for the receiving the Aseret HaDibros, we needed to have a Shabbos in our lives. A Yid without Shabbos in his life is not capable of being able to appreciate the Kedushas HaTorah, not able to appreciate keeping the mitzvahs, keeping Tariyag mitzvahs. The Maisa, we see it ourselves as well in the work that I do at Sea, that Shabbos is one of the things which is it's a complete game changer. If a person takes upon themselves and upon their family to keep a Shabbos, then more than anything else, that completely changes a person. And there's no doubt in my mind that one of the reasons for that is because Shabbos is the mitzvah which enables us to have time to think about the Ribbono Shel Olam, gives us time to think outside of our daily lives that we're so busy with. So therefore, similarly, when it comes to Klal Yisrael as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first had to give us a mitzvah of Shabbos and Morah, and then afterwards, then we're ready for the Kabbalah HaTorah for the rest of the Aseres HaDibros. By the way, the fact that Shabbos was commanded separately could be the reason why you find sometimes in the Torah, in Chazal, that it's mentioned separately. For example, when we just, in the Haggadah, when we sang about Dayenu, so one of the verses separately to Kabbalah HaTorah, before Kabbalah HaTorah, was Shenosan Lanu Es HaShabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos. The reason why that's separate to Matan Torah is because, as we're discussing, the Shabbos came first. It came before we were given Nosan Lanu Es HaTorah. Before we were given the Torah, we were given Shabbos. That's why it's separate in Dayenu as well. That's the first answer. The Shabbos is a necessary introduction to the Torah. The second answer is based on the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima makes the following interesting observation. He says that we know, the Gemara in Shabbos says, that Modar Rabba L'Oraisa, famously, that the Klal Yisrael have a reason, if you like, to say that we were forced when we received the Torah, because as the Pasuk says, and Rashi explains that "b'tachtis ahar" means quite literally in the bottom of the mountain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kof aleim har kegigis. Says Rashi, midrasha shenitla shahar b'mekoma v'nichba aleim kegigis. Based on Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up the mountain, lifted up Har Sinai, held it over Klal Yisrael. He said, "In tekablus haTorah mutav imlov shomtei kvurachem," and if not, then there will be your kavura, there will be the place where you're buried. So therefore, the Gemara says that there was a certain element of us being forced to be mekabel the Torah. The Maharal explains that it had to be that way because the Torah has to be hekreya. Klal Yisrael have to feel that this is something which is muchruch, it's critical, it's vital for our existence, not just something which is optional. But nevertheless, there was an element that we were forced to keep the Torah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over us. It was kof oleim har kegigis. Says the Torah Tamima, that's only true with the mitzvahs that we were mekabel at Har Sinai. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kof aleim har kegigis. But Shabbos, which was given earlier on, Shabbos, which was given at Marah, there was no kafir, there was no element of us being forced at all. It was given bi'ahava. There it was given completely bi'ahava. It could be that the reason is that Shabbos needs to be given bi'ahava. Shabbos is about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say that it's a sign between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Twersky gives a very nice moshel about the chosen and kala. They get married, and at the wedding, everybody knows they're chosen and kala. Poshet, they are the chosen and kala standing under the chuppah. And then they have the sheva brachos, and during that week, of course, the chosen and kala. But then what happens is they go their separate ways. He goes back to work, she goes back to work. They go their separate ways, how does one remember that they're still married? Because the kala keeps a ring on her finger. So she keeps a ring on her finger. That's the sign, that's the oath that she's still married. He says, similarly, Shabbos is that wedding ring, as it were. The oath he, Beini Avein B'nei Yisrael. It's the sign between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're still married. So every single week we have this remembrance, we have this sign that we're still married. So to have that, to have something which is a wedding ring, which is the sign of our relationship, of our unique kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that can't come with kafir. That can't be that it's forced. Rather, therefore, that's why Shabbos had to be given to us at Morah before the rest of Matan Torah, so it was given to us the Ahava. With this, the Torah Tamima explains something that we say in the Yom Tov Davening. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but in Yom Tov Davening, when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, then we add in the word bi'ahava. We add in the word bi'ahava. And the question is why? Why do we add in the word bi'ahava? Says the Torah Tamima the following. This is on the Pasuk in Vayeschanan that we began with, Devarim Hey Yud Beis. With that, he says, Dahad Moisifa Noma Betfilas Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos Bi'ahava Mikra Kodesh. That which we add when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos. Bi'ahava Mikra Kodesh. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Bi'ahava. Who are you so drosha zu? He says, that's because of this drosha.
Call Halashon.
The Hainu that we received Shabbos before Matan Torah, because all the mitzvahs, the Bichlalam HaMoyadim, and including the Moyadim, the festivals, Nosnu B'Sinai Al Dekviyas Hahar Kegigis, they were given to us at Har Sinai, with the mountain being held over us like a gigis, like a barrel. As it says in Parashat Yisroi, Masha Ein Kein Mitzvahs Shabbos, but not so with a mitzvah of Shabbos. that we were commanded at Mora, Niskabla bi Ahava Uberotzin. It was given to us bi Ahava Uberotzin. So therefore that says the Torah Tamima that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos earlier, the reason why he gave it to us at Mora is because Shabbos had to be given to us kuloi bi Ahava, only with Ahava, and therefore it had to be given to us before Har Sinai, which was Kofa Aleim Har Begigis. That's answer number two. Answer number three is based on a classic idea of Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch begins, really, this is in Shemois, Pasha's beginning of Pasha's by Yakel, Lamed Hei Posag Aleph, and Rav Hirsch begins by asking, why are there two different things that Shabbos is in, we keep Shabbos for two different reasons. We say, for example, in the Kiddush, in the Friday night Kiddush, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah Yitzov Rotzo Vonu, Shabbos Kodshoi B'Ahavo B'Rotzon Inchilanu. He gave us Shabbos Kodshoi B'Ahavo U'B'Rotzon. Again, by the way, B'Ahavo B'Rotzon, like the Torah Tumimah said, because it was before Kof Aleim HaKigigis, before we were forced to keep the Shabbos. Zikoroin L'Maaseh B'Reishis. Shabbos is a Zikoroin, is a remembrance of Maaseh B'Reishis. Because it's the first of all the Mikra'i Kodesh, the festival days, it's a remembrance of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we mention in Kiddush, just like both of these reasons are given in the Torah, that Shabbos is both said as to be a Zecher L'Ma'aseh Bereishis, a remembrance of the Ma'aseh Bereishis, and also a Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim, and also a remembrance of the Exodus when we came out of Mitzrayim. What are these two aspects of Shabbos? What are these two things? Why is it a remembrance of both? And secondly, he asks, there's a very interesting Gemara. This refers doesn't bring, but nevertheless, there's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara in Pei Zayin Omad Beis says, when referring to that Shabbos at Mora, the same Gemara that highlights that we were commanded that Shabbos at Mora, says that Shabbos at Mora was different. Because that Shabbos at Mora, it says that we were commanded on the Melochas, but we weren't commanded, lo nitztava, says the Gemara, lashon the Gemara is lo nitztava at Tchumin. We weren't commanded about Tchumin. A Tchum Shabbos normally means walking 2,000 amas outside of your mokum, outside of your place where you're living for Shabbos. But Tosfos explains that it doesn't just mean the Tchumim, but it also means Hotsa'ah. Tosfos there, Shabbos Pei Zayin on base, says that we weren't commanded to keep Hotsa'ah, to carry, there was no issur of carrying on that Shabbos. An interesting thing. So therefore, although we were commanded, here's the Lashon, I've got it here, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ha'ashit Tzivcha B'mara, Mora Sava Ashabas Ifkud Atchumin Lo Ifkud. That they were, one of the days in the Gemara is that we were commanded about Shabbos, the Hainu about the Melachas, Atchumin Lo Ifkud, but not about the Tchumin. And as Tosfos says, that means Hotzah, about carrying. There was no Issur, there's no prohibition of carrying on that Shabbos. And the question is, what does this mean? Why was there a Shabbos where we had all of the Melachas besides for the Melacha of Hotzah? Now, Rav Hirsch points out that there's something very unique, clearly, about the Malacha of Hotzah. In Yirmiyah, Perek Yud Zayin in Yirmiyah, when he warns Klal Yisrael, this is before the Korban, he's warning Klal Yisrael, they have to improve on their ways. And one of the things that we have to be mechazik, and he says, is Shabbos. And he brings, at length, Rav Hirsch brings what Yirmiyah says. I'll just quote a couple of the Pesukim. He says, Koyamar Hashem Ishamu ben Afshay Seichem. This is what Hashem says. Guard yourselves, Al Tisu Masa B'Yom HaShabbos, and don't carry anything on Yom HaShabbos, Vaveisim B'Shar Yerushalayim, and bring them through the gates of Yerushalayim. Don't carry things into the city. Below Totsiyu Masa Mibotechem B'Yom HaShabbos, and don't take out things from your house. Don't carry out of your houses on Yom HaShabbos. V'chol Melacha Lo Sa'asu, nor should you do any work. V'kidashtem is Yom HaShabbos, and you should sanctify the Shabbos, Kasher Tiviti Zafosechem, as I commanded your forefathers. Says Rav Hirsch, isn't it fascinating? Ichora, carrying should be included in Kol Malach Alo Sasim. Why is it that the Navi says, don't carry into your houses, don't carry out of your houses, and don't do any Malacha. This amazing thing, it seems to be that Hotzah, that the Malacha of Hotzah, the Malacha of carrying, is mentioned by the Novi as being something separate. There's Malacha, and then there's Hotzah, then there's carrying. Why are these two separate things? So Hirsch says very beautifully, a famous Yisoid, firstly, that Malacha, the idea, the concept of the Lamentes Malachas is not hard work. There are many things that we can do on Shabbos, which are completely mutter, which are completely permitted. They're not one of the Lamentes Malachas, even though they are physically very demanding. A person can schlep heavy boxes around his house up and down the stairs the whole day and not actually transgress any of the Lamentes Malachas, any of the 39 Malachas. And similarly, some of the Lamentes Malachas, for example, Boreh, involve very little effort at all. A person can be over transgressed even on the Daraisa level without very much effort at all. So therefore, clearly, Malacha doesn't mean hard work. It doesn't mean back-breaking labor. Rather, says Rav Hirsch, Malacha means anything that shows man's mastery over Hashem's creation. Shabbos is the day when we appreciate the Maaseh Bereishis. We appreciate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Borei Olam, and the rest of the week we take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world and we improve it, we do things to it, we elevate it. On Shabbos we take a step back. And the Lamentes Malachos, in every single Malacha there is some sort of change, some sort of tikkun, where we improve the article. So clearly when it comes to something like Bishul, for example, that's easy to see. When a person takes something which is raw, takes a raw food and then cooks it, and we're elevating it, we're improving it, we're making it into something which is now cooked, which is now has a different state. And, you know, whether it's tearing to make a new entity, makah b'patish, making a new kli, every single malacha has to be a tikkun. One of the klalim in Hilchos Shabbos is that it can't be mekalkel. You're not chayev if you do something which is destructive. It has to be something which is metakein. Korea, tearing, has to be almanas litvor, it has to be in order to sew something together. So everything has to be constructive, and they're all categories of work which show our mastery over Hashem's creation. Says Rav Hirsch, there's one malacha which doesn't fit into that list. If you go to the Mishnah in Perek Klal Gadol, which lists all of the Lamentes Malachas, the very last malacha is the malacha of Hotzah. Hamotzi Mirushus Lirushus is the Mishnah. And says Rav Hirsch that malacha, there's no tikkun, you're not changing anything, you're not elevating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, you're not changing the world. All you're doing is you're moving something that was inside to outside or outside to inside. You're not actually changing anything. So what does it mean? Where is the tikkun there? How does that fit into our definition of melacha? And says Rav Hirsch that Hotzah is actually this second aspect of Shabbos. It's not the Shabbos which shows the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam, is the creator of the world. But rather, Hotzah is us taking a step back from our social interaction. Hotzah, when we take from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid, from the public to the private, from the private to the public, that symbolizes our interactions together with society, between society itself, and our interactions as a Yachid, as an individual with the Rabbim, with the rest of society. On Shabbos, we decease from that, and by stopping to do that, then we show that Hashem is not only in charge of the Briyas HaOlam, but Hashem is also in charge, in control of our society. He's in control of the way that we run our lives as a nation, as a society. That's the aspect that Hotzah, that carrying, shows us. Says Rav Hirsch, these are the two aspects of Shabbos that we began with. This is why the first Shabbos is Eichel Maaseh Bereishis. That is the 38 Melachos. They remind us of the Briyas HaOlam, because we take a step back from our mastery of Hashem's creation, and we say that Hashem is in charge of the world, of the natural world. We're not going to improve his world. That's Zeichel Maaseh Bereishis. And when we come to the Melacha of Hotzah, the 39th Melacha, that is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because in Yetzias Mitzrayim was the time that we became a nation. That's when we became a nation together. And therefore it's that which is the Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. That reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of our lives as a nation, made us into a nation. Those are the two different aspects of Shabbos. That's why we mention them both in the Torah. There's the two reasons. That's why in Kiddush we mention both of them. And similarly, that's why Yirmiyahu Navi splits the two of them up. And he says, not only does Yirmiyahu Navi split them up, but if you look at the Perek of Zion and Yirmiyahu, he spends a lot more time talking about Hotzah than anything else. Why? Because at that time, the problem that Klal Yisrael had was that as a society, we were corrupt. That was when Yirmiyahu Navi was telling Klal Yisrael that we need to improve the way that we act as a society, and therefore he focused on the Malacha of Hotzah. Ad kan divrei Rav Hirsch. Now, I thought that according to this, we could say the following thing. We have a Shabbos at Mora, which is a Shabbos of 38 melachas. It has all of the melachas that show HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the creation of the world. All of the melachas that show HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. But it doesn't have that aspect of Hotzah. Doesn't have that aspect of carrying. Why is it? Because we're not yet, Klal Yisrael are not yet a nation. We've come out of Mitzrayim, and this stage, the Sfiras Ha'oim, the time between Pesach and Shavuot, we've come out of Mitzrayim, and we've seen all of the Nisim, we've seen the Esemachas, we've seen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam, we've seen that he can take charge and he can control everything about nature. But we haven't yet become an Am until we receive the Torah. That means the Matan Torah. That's when we become a nation only at Shavuos. And therefore our Shabbos cannot be a Shabbos which is complete. We can get the Shabbos immediately after Yetzias Mitzrayim, after the Esen Makas, after Kriyas Yam Tov. We can get the Shabbos which shows us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master over the Olam, because we've seen that. So therefore that's why we're commanded that at Mora with that Shabbos. But the full Shabbos, the last melacha, that last hotzah, which shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, runs in terms of us as a nation, the way that we lead our lives as Klal Yisrael, that can only happen when we receive the Torah, which is the very last of the Arba Lashonos of Geula, and therefore that's why we have a Shabbos before, but we don't have a full Shabbos until we come to Matan Torah. So just to summarize, we asked the Kasha, why is it that we commanded, we saw in the Aseret HaDibros and Parshas Vayeshanan, that we were commanded to keep Shabbos even before Matan Torah. We asked, why is it? And we gave three different mahalchim, three different explanations as to why this would be. The first one we gave was based on Rabbeinu Bachai, that Shabbos is a necessary introduction to the giving of the Torah, just like chinuch, you go little by little. So similarly, Shabbos was what gave us the ability to receive the rest of the Torah. The second answer was based on the Torah Tamima, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos be ahava uberotzei. All of the other mitzvahs, there's an element of kafir, an element of force. But Shabbos, which is the mitzvah that it shows our kesher, our connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has to be given completely be ahava. And that's why we add in the davening on Yom Tov, we add in be ahava when it's Shabbos that falls on a Yom Tov. And the third answer is based on Rav Hirsch, that in fact there are two aspects to Shabbos. There's the 38 melachas which show that when we stop doing them, we show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. And then there is the last melacha of Hotzah, which shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of us as a nation, as a society. And the Shabbos we got at Mora is because we were Roy, at that stage we could already receive the Shabbos that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master over creation, because we've already had the Esen Makas. But because we hadn't yet had Matan Torah, and therefore we couldn't have that final, that last melacha of Hotzah, the last aspect of Shabbos, because we weren't yet an Am, and that only comes later on at Matan Torah. Thank you very much for listening. And Yitz Hashem, all of us should be zocher during this time of Sfiras HaOmer, the time between the Yetzias Mitzrayim, between Pesach and Shavuos, we should all of us be zocher not only to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei Olam, as we saw on Pesach with the Makas, but also to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the founder of Klal Yisrael, as it were. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is V'lokachti Eschem Lila'am, and all of us should be zocher. Despite everything that's going on, we should be zocher to that Kabbalah HaTorah anew this year with extra cheshek, and we should all in Yud Hashem be well and healthy for that. Thank you.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.